Season 4 finale, my friends.
Give it hot tea.
That's the tea, sis. That is the tea, as the kids say these days, right? Or was that like 2015? I don't know. I am out of the loop. Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 140 of Restitching the Tapestry. It's hard to believe.
We're getting up there. We're getting aged.
We're getting up there. And you know what? We literally are at the end of season 4, which for some reason does not seem real to me. I feel like I both feel like we started yesterday, but I also feel like we've been doing this for a long time as well. I can't quite put my finger on it.
You know, time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies when you're hanging out with your bestie, right? I love it. No, so we've been looking forward to this episode for a while, and it kind of came up on us quickly. In fact,
I was in the bathtub tonight, and I was like, oh, crap, it's Thursday.
I messaged Ari and I was like, hey, I finished writing notes. And then I got a response from you like 30 minutes
later. From the bowels of the bathtub, I crawled out. I set down Britney Spears' book because I was reading Britney's book. And I was like, gotta get out. Gotta get ready for the stream.
When you sent that to me, I died laughing. I was just like, oh no. Poor Ari, you were ready for like this zen evening. And I'm like, stream tonight.
No, Zen evening is streaming. What are you talking about?
No, this, I mean, granted, a bubble bath sounds amazing.
Yeah.
If we could stream from, well, and not get taken down on YouTube, it would be great.
The thing about it is that I was already crawling out of the bathtub because my phone was going off in the other room, and I was like, I wonder who's texting me. And I was like, I don't need to get out of the bathtub now because the water is getting cold. And then you texted me and I was like, oh.
it's just old Donnie. Just old Donnie.
Tub of the old stream.
So how have you been? What have you been up to? What's been going on?
You know what's been up. I just finished placing my last poem, and now all I have to do is the drawings, and I will have finished the newest draft of my book. Then all I have to do is just put it into Kindle ADP, and then I'm ready to sell the book.
I'm so excited. Beachfront property. It's going to be so good. So I think I saw one of your tarot videos where you talked a little bit about it, and you said that you have... how many images to draw?
300.
Oh my god. So, and you were like, if I do 20 a day, I can be done by the end of the... I have no doubt that you could do it. That just sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm charging my tablet right now, and I'm going to be working on it all night tonight.
That's awesome. I'm so proud of you. I am so excited about this book. It's going to be so good. And you've been like, I know that you said that you've been like working on it all year long. I think, didn't you start it last year actually?
I wrote all of it in 2022. And then I've been working on it steadily since the summer where I've been editing it.
That's so awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like, it's going to be really good. I'm really excited about it. Yeah. For me, I've just been doing a lot of grading, a lot of schools, a lot of meetings. Tiffany Gray's here. Hi.
Hello, Tiffany.
It's good to see you. And Arby is here too. Arby says, hello, I'll try Arby to catch what I can of this. It's good to see you both. So for me, I've just been doing a lot of schoolwork and stuff like that. This is the last week and I'm probably be done by Saturday. Jackie asks, what is the name of your book?
It's Beachfront Property. It's got a lot of erotic poetry in it.
It's going to be a collection of sultry poems, and I'm here for
so
it.
So sultry. So
sweater. So I think, so aside from like work, like I've been doing a few creative leisurely things as well. I don't think I've mentioned this on YouTube yet, but I am working with Brotherwell, the musician from Florida, again, to put together an album of music.
You did mention
it. I think I did mention it.
You shared one of your videos with me, and I was so excited about it.
Oh, my goodness. So our song, It's Our Turn, is out. It's on Brotherwell's YouTube channel. Go search for it. It basically is a song and, of course, poem that essentially talks about, well, it honors those who were killed during the Club Q shooting in Colorado Springs in 2022. And I felt the need to write about it. It was very important to me. And we've decided that it's our first single from the album. So it will be out, I think it'll be out in January the 13th. Is it the 13th or the 14th? The 13th, that's a Saturday, okay. And then I'm excited about our next song. Our next song is going to be me in full tree hugger mode. It's going to be like an eco rock song, and I'm really excited.
So. I'm so excited. The song that you shared with me was so beautiful, and I really loved it. I'm really excited to see what else comes from this album.
Thank you. We've been working on it for, I think we started like late 2022. So we've been working on it most of the year. That's part of the reason why I've not been working on a book this year, mostly, is because I've been trying to focus on the music, which has actually been really challenging because basically our creative process has been different this time than when we worked on the recovery album, remember? Yeah. P.S. everybody, Ari and I have worked with Brotherwell before on an album titled Recovery that you all should go check out. So this is different because now I am being given the music and I am writing the poetry to the music, which is the reverse, which is surprisingly challenging, but I needed the challenge because, I don't know, I like difficulty. I like challenge, I guess. So
I like it.
Thank you. Beyond that, though, it's just been trying to de-stress myself and to relax a little bit in the small moments when I can. So looking forward to this has been getting me through the better part of my week. So,
yeah.
So, all right. So this is the season finale of season 4 of Restitching the Tapestry. So for the most part, throughout this episode, we are going to be reflecting on this past season. We're going to be reflecting on 2023 as a whole. So those of you who are watching, we definitely encourage you to reflect on your 2023 with us, because we're going to be talking about like our successes, our challenges, all sorts of things. First, being that so many things have happened in 2023, we normally do like a current event snapshot, right? I think that we should reflect on the notable current events that have stuck out to us over the past year.
So, one of the biggest things is that, because I did a series of predictions at the beginning of this year, and one of the biggest things that I predicted that came true for this year was, just the amount of, El Nino rain that there was this year. That was like a huge thing for me. Like there was so much rainfall in like the Southwest, like in California. But just the amount of weather, like extreme weather that there was this year was just like, in Europe, the hot temperatures, where it was like extreme heat. But then like in the United States, just the amount of extreme, like, rain and tornadoes and, you know, thunderstorms and an extreme, like flooding and all of that was just out off the charts this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I know the Northeast really got a lot, like even here, we got quite a bit of rain. There was a portion during early in the year where didn't they get a lot of rain out west as well? Like there was,
yeah. They said flooding. That there was so much rain in California. I just saw a thing about this, that a lake that had disappeared from the 1800s has now reappeared.
Wow, that's that's interesting.
It was Lake Tulare or whatever it's called that had reappeared.
Interesting.
So that's very interesting to me that you know things have reappeared.
Yeah. Leo's here. Hello, Leo. It's good to see you. We've just been kind of like talking about like notable current events from 2023, considering this is our review, like year in review episode, since it's the season finale. So
also Mitch McConnell had a glitch this year.
Multiple glitches, a couple of glitches. There's been so much happening in the world of politics that it's almost difficult even day to day to keep track of what's going on.
Trump is on trial. I mean, that's a huge thing that's going on.
Multiple ones too.
Multiple ones, yeah.
Right. Oh my, the Ocean Gate submarine.
That was a tragedy. Huge thing that happened this year. Yeah.
Yeah. I will never forget, like, June to me, because this happened in June, right? June has felt like both a decade ago, but yesterday at the same time.
Absolutely.
I don't get it. And I will never forget, like, just the absolute chokehold that event had on all of social media. Like, everybody was talking about it. The media was talking about it. Social media, day to day, like, you know, people, passersby.
Remember when the orcas were attacking rich people's boats?
Right. Yeah. Like, so like the orcas were attacking rich people's boats. Wasn't there like, I remember around the time that the Ocean Gate submarine happened, there was also like some sort of other like catastrophic boat sinking, like wasn't it in the Mediterranean or something?
Yes, it was, and nobody focused on that. They were all focused on how these rich people paid money to go down to the Titanic, and then they like it wasn't put together very well. They had the old like Logitech controller.
Oh, the Xbox controller.
Yeah,
hold that thought.
No, it wasn't an Xbox controller. It was a Logitech controller.
I'm going to let Gabby out. Everybody, don't judge me. I'm in pajamas, okay? It's the end of the semester. Come on. Hi. Ari looks elegant, and here I am looking trashy in pajamas.
Just that little shimmy up to the door was just, like, the best.
My little shimmy. But, you know, the Ocean Gate submersible, I remember seeing, like, there's been a lot of, like, news about, like, anti-LGBTQ plus legislation this year that's been really
What about the prominent. Rise of, like, AI and, like, deepfakes? Like, that's been, like, intense this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, AI art, like, people using AI art. And like
ChatGPT has been, like, huge this year, like just very even in, like, academic spaces, like, it's just literally all we've been talking about lately.
And people using it to, like, cheat.
Yeah. Tiffany says, Donnie, we'd be fine if you were in a reindeer. I wish I had a reindeer onesie. That would be amazing. I almost bought Britt and I matching Christmas onesies, and I was just like, I need to calm down. Like, I need to calm down. Any other notable events that happened this year?
Oh my goodness, I don't even want to think about it anymore.
I think we covered most of the bases, right?
You know what prediction that I was really mad didn't happen? We didn't get a Rihanna album. I was really mad about that.
Well, that's asking for a lot, right?
She had a baby this year. We can't.
Right. Tiffany says, no, do not calm down. Buy those onesies. I dare you. I think it's important to mention when it comes to major world events, the war that's happening in the Middle East, Israel, Palestine, Hamas, etc. Like that obviously has been that's been a pretty significant thing.
Important.
So Shall we move on to our mission statement? Are we ready for that?
Yes.
It is your turn.
It's your turn.
Oh, wait, no, it is my turn. It is my turn.
Don't even try to turn it around on me. I did it last.
If Leo left, Leo's going to miss your praying hand. So that's on Leo, not me. We live in a dynamic society where social media shapes us by creating greater opportunities for connection. It has led to a developing understanding of the adversity many marginalized communities face, the powers causing the adversity, and those who act as bystanders as atrocities take place in real time. Our goal with this show is to make connections and have challenging conversations about social topics, current events, pop culture, and art. Together, let's weave the threads of understanding with what privilege we have in order to learn, educate, and create in a world that's growing. You looked like you were meditating for a moment.
No, I was being really pensive about it because I always like to reflect on those words because I like to think about how it relates to the show.
Leo did say, yay! It's been a while since we've seen the praying hands. I love it. Tiffany's like, now children. All right, so 2023. How has 2023 been for us individually? And everybody in the chat, share your 2023 recollections as well.
2023 has been really, really good for me. Although I have gained weight, but I'm okay with that. I think that
you look great. You know,
I think weight goes up, weight goes down. You know, weight goes up, weight goes down. You know, the thing about it is that I am not chained to the scale as much anymore. I'm not chained to this preconceived identity of I need to be a certain weight, I need to look a certain way, I need to live a certain way. You know, that I am feeling a little bit more uncomfortable because I'm getting towards a certain number on the scale and I'm starting to combat certain reflections about myself. I am happy with myself. And the only thing that I need to worry about is maybe buying bigger pants.
But you know what? That is so significant for you because I think we were talking about this last week, either before or after the show, about how you've had like a very dynamic shift this year. You deleted your old YouTube channel that had content spanning over 16 years of worth of content. And we talked about how there was a point in your content where you were like weighing in like multiple times a day and like really focusing on like your weight and stuff like that. And I feel like 2023, you freed yourself from that, which is wonderful, yeah. I think. Because I know like how restrictive in a way that was for you, especially like mental health wise too.
Well, and just not letting social media dictate how I'm supposed to look and how I'm supposed to live, and not letting social media bully me. Like, mm-hmm. Because I think that's a big thing, is that social media will really bully you about how you're supposed to live.
Yeah.
And it does it so subtly. Like, I don't think people realize just how much social media will bully your life. And dictate like certain things about like, yeah. Even just like things about like purchasing power, like, you know, about like what certain products you're supposed to buy, like that if you don't buy certain, the most high end name brand thing, that you're a failure in some way, that if you buy like the cheap knockoff, that it's somehow like you failed as a consumer. Yeah. Or like if you don't buy something that's like, if you don't buy it within a certain time period, like if you don't buy it in like a timely manner, like when everybody else is buying it because like there's a FOMO, it's almost like you're also failing as a consumer because you're not in vogue. And like if you don't do trends as they happen, there's also that FOMO as well. So it's sort of like, and like if you use certain expressions, or if you talk a certain way, or if you look a certain way, Or if you age, if you have crow's feet, or if you have body hair, or if you don't fit the binary of gender norms, or if you don't, if you, you know, if you, it's all these certain things, social media will bully you in a certain way. And it's, yeah. it's, and then it comes down to like, other things, like, if you don't, you know, certain things I was being bullied for recently is, body odor. Mm-hmm. I was being bullied because I hadn't showered that day. And it's because I real quick, I just woke up, you know, and, I had to run to a doctor's appointment and I didn't have time to shower. And so I just sprayed myself with some perfume and I got dressed and I ran out the door and, social media was bully. Like it wasn't me specifically they were targeting, but there were videos in the algorithm that were showing me things where people had done the same thing mm-hmm. and that they were making fun of people who were doing stuff like that. And so yeah. it wasn't that they were saying that I specifically, like they were talking about me specifically, but they were talking about people who do things like that.
And the algorithm picks up on such subtleties too. And I like, cause I've noticed it in my own experience. And the thing is like that, that type of like subtle bullying, it's cumulative too. Like mm-hmm. it adds up. I want to quickly check the comments really quickly. Leo says, my 2023 has been legit escapism by playing Sky bait practically daily. That's good. Escapism is good. Tiffany says, 2023 has been crazy for me. It's both been awful and awesome. Leo says, I'm kind of glad this year was otherwise weird. Tiffany also says, I had the worst summer of my life thus far when I left a very toxic online friend group, more like a cult, and it was was heavily bullied and threatened and harassed by friends from the group.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, yeah. I know some of this situation. Tiffany told me some of the situation in the past. Tiffany also says, but when I left, my mental health got so much better, and then I had a great fall when I went to Ireland. Yes,
oh.
I
saw. Oh,
some
nice.
Of your pictures. I'm really sorry about that toxic friend group though. Like kind of like going back to what we were talking about though. Like sometimes the bullying through social media can be subtle and sometimes it literally is direct. And I feel like that's a type of situation where it sounds like it was very direct and pointed, right? Godzilla Kiru is here. Hello, it's good to see you. How have you been?
I think we need to do an episode about cults because that's something that I've been noticing a rise of recently is that there are just so many.
I do have an idea sheet ready to go for tonight.
But there's just been like a rise in like cults and cult-like behavior and a cult of personality recently. And just like I've noticed that like it's so easy to fall into a cult. And like even like a pipeline into white supremacy, which itself is in my opinion, a cult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. No. So yeah, the person who ran the group, like, so we know the person who ran the group. I'm not going to say their name yet. Cause I don't know if I feel safe saying their name, but they are a YouTuber that we used to follow. Definitely Tiffany, we can definitely consider participation in that for sure. It's interesting. Like if we go back to a YouTuber like Onision, for example, we've talked about Onision many times before. That definitely is an example of cultish YouTube behavior for sure. Because it's all about like a power dynamic. Godzilla Kiru says, been good working on projects like my Godzilla short fan scripts, YouTube vids. You've been very productive on YouTube lately. I've noticed.
Wow.
Yeah. How have you been doing? We've been doing pretty well. Thank you. And Tiffany says, yeah, I understand. It's just crazy. It's Zoroa worshippers. I do think that that's definitely important to talk about because unfortunately, in online spaces, I think sometimes online it feels safer to be vulnerable at times, and I think that that kind of can act like a conduit that kind of leads into groups like that where there is some sort of power dynamic, which can be kind of scary. So,
yeah.
So I don't think I've talked about 2023 for me yet, have I?
No, it's your turn.
2023 for me, I I'm going to say it's been a great year. So over the summer, I did kind of have a health scare. I literally was convinced that I had the big C, and mm-hmm. I did not, thankfully, but it was very traumatizing. I had to get like a biopsy, which was a very scary experience and all that jazz, but I was fine. Beyond that, like this year, I've been really focusing on, well, we've been focusing on like our new home, right? So like we've officially lived in our house for nearly a year now. On December 24th, Christmas Eve, it'll be one whole year since we've lived here. So it's mostly been just kind of like gaining a feel for like decorating and like how we want it to be. And it's been really nice. It's been really nice. Beyond that, a lot of work, a lot of creative outlets like this show, Growing Up with Godzilla, so on and so forth. So now I have felt much more free when it comes to just creating without placing pressure on myself. That's been something that I've always struggled with. Right?
That's good.
Tiffany says, I was best friends with this person for nearly 7 years and didn't realize how abusive they were until shit hit the fan.
Donnie, you just reminded me that I forgot that I had a cancer scare at the beginning of this year. Remember when I had that spot on my vajayjay? And then I realized, I went to the dermatologist and she said, it's just an age spot. And I was like, I just have an old pussy. I just have an age spot on my old pussy. and then all of a sudden it naturally went away, and so now I don't have it on my pussy anymore. I have a gentle old lady, just a dowdy old lady pussy.
Did you just say dowdy?
A dowdy old lady pussy.
Oh my god.
But like I did remember when I came back from the dermatologist's office and I did I remember I went live on YouTube because I was so excited and I was like, it's not cancer.
It's like, such a relief though, isn't it? Like first of all, getting the biopsy was absolutely terrifying. I wasn't numbed up enough at first, and I literally felt them slice into me. And I looked at my doctor and I'm just like, girl.
Literally, I pulled down my pants and she looked at it. She poked at it and she said, that's an age spot. And she handed me a piece of paper. She like went and got a piece of paper and said, here is some information about your age spot. You don't have to worry.
Oh, relief. Tiffany's like, oh my god, Donnie, I'm glad you're okay, thank you. Tiffany says, I had a cancer scare in 2010 when I was feeling sick. It turned out I was just backed up. Oh no. Is that going to be our conduit into a pee pee poop poop story this episode? You're cracking Tiffany up. I love it. But no, like, so we've had our trials and tribulations throughout 2023, but ultimately we are good. Oh my, what is wrong with me? I got engaged in 2023.
Why was that not the first thing I mentioned? Tell the story.
Okay. So, well, I've been planning on the engagement for a while, but then in like February, Britt made a comment, a snarky comment. He was like, well, there ain't no ring on this finger yet, or something like that. And I was just like, Donnie, 2 + 2 = 4. I love it. I love it. You don't need to chill. I am obsessed with your comments, Tiffany. So I connected with, you know, one of our close friends in the area, our friend Megan, and we were coordinating this Traverse City trip and stuff like that. And because that's like a place that Britt and I love, we love doing like wine tours and stuff up there. So we planned it somehow, like everything came together where we planned it, where I proposed to him at a lighthouse, and plans almost fell through. It almost went awry. But then it did go well. We salvaged the situation. And then the rest of the day, we just drank wine.
Sounds so good. I love it.
It was lovely. But no, like that was obviously that was pretty significant. And before, I know some people are going to ask, because I have people asking constantly, when are we going to get married? It's going to be late 2025.
Nice.
Late 2025. Godzilla Kairi says, never chill, always dominate the comments because someone has to. We're grateful because we've had a few episodes of the season where like it's just been Ari and I talking to ourselves the whole time. Which is fine. We don't have a problem doing that. But it is fun having comment interaction too.
There was an episode where I got so excited when we had comments that I literally interrupted Donnie and I was like, Donnie, shut up. We have comments.
It was beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. So, Ari, what has been your greatest success, accomplishment, or feat of 2023?
I reached 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Yes, on your Tarot Time channel.
Yeah, that was, I think that was probably one of my biggest accomplishments because that was like, all of a sudden, like, although I have had over 1,000 followers on TikTok, that didn't seem like such a big thing, but like to reach 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, that seems like such a big deal to me. Like that was like, because I've been on YouTube for over 15 years and I've never had that many subscribers before.
Yeah.
So like, for me, it was like, wow, I must be doing something right. Like that was like such a big thing for me that I've come so far. And it showed just like how far I've advanced as a YouTuber.
Right. Well, not to mention it, I feel like it all culminated, especially when you got rid of your old channel too, because like when you created a new Strange Nothings channel, that channel boomed. You have like almost 500 subscribers on there. You have your Boochie Baby Water channel that has close to 300 subscribers. Like, I feel like your outlets have been really growing this year and it's amazing. I feel like we've had a lot of good luck on YouTube this year because my channel has been kind of growing too.
I didn't even try at the Water channel. The Water channel is just like me, like doing dorky stuff on that
could
channel.
Could that be the universe telling us like, you'll grow when you don't try?
Yeah.
Because I feel like this year, I mean, I've been churning out a lot of content, but I've not really like care. I've been like, I'm just going to put it out there, whatever. And I hit 4,000 subscribers this year. Yeah. And I don't check the analytics super often, but like I've had over 100,000 views on my channel this year, which is, I still don't have enough watch time to be a partner again, but you know what? Let bygones be bygones.
I check the watch time on my tarot channel every so often, but not too often.
And I feel like, okay, so your tarot channel has a very strong likelihood of getting enough watch time considering the long form videos that you do.
The last I checked, I had 2,085 watch time on that channel.
Oh,
so
that's pretty good. That's really good. Godzilla Kairi, oh, Tiffany says, I'm so happy for you guys. Thank you. Godzilla Kairi says, oh, and one of the things that will debut in January is a new podcast I have with four of my friends called K-Force. Like, K as in, like, Kaiju Force. Ooh, we'll have to check that out. I'm really excited. I love a good podcast.
What is your greatest accomplishment, success, or feat of 2023, Donnie? The engagement.
Putting a ring on it and somehow managing to do it without Britton finding out because he literally sees through, like, I am like the most transparent, apparently. I can't do anything deceptive. I can't lie because it's immediately.
I know. I was like, it blindsided me because I was like, Donnie, you're getting engaged. You told me like minutes before you did it. I was like, my best.
I think I only told like maybe two people and it was like the two people participating in the engagement. I may have like, I think I told my parents maybe like a couple of days before, but beyond that, like I tried to keep it very zipped up because I, because of the social media presence, I was really worried somehow, like, I might accidentally drop it somewhere and ruin a surprise, because you know me.
Yeah.
Tiffany says, well, you know what Beyonce said, if you like it, you should. Absolutely. I almost sang that a minute ago, but I didn't want the copyright gods to ping me. So, Godzilla Kairu says, yep, Kaiju Force, it's a podcast I've been wanting to do since 2013 or 14, but never got a right group of friends to do it until now. That is wonderful.
I love that.
That is wonderful. But no, like, I would say that that's my greatest feat this year is that. So, what has been the greatest challenge during 2023?
I think it's been the same challenge that I've experienced in the last few years, which is just continuing to heal from my bipolar disorder, continuing to work through my delusions, and continuing to, you know, make sure that I don't fall down that track. Mm-hmm. I think that that is something that I will always struggle with, and that'll always be kind of one of the biggest challenges that I face. Maybe it'll be lesser in the future, but the biggest challenge is just, you know, trying to find a normal life. You know, I was at, I got a letter in the mail from DHS, the Department of Human Resources, or Department of Human Services. Mm-hmm. And it was about, they had sent me a letter erroneously in the mail. And, you know, I was upset about it because I was like, I don't understand why they're sending me this. So I was like, you know, this is probably just like a really quick thing. Like, I'll just go down there. Like, I'll talk to them about it and we'll get it like worked out. And so I went down there and like, they made me wait, and they called every single person who was waiting before me, like they had forgotten about me. Mm-hmm. And like, as I was sitting there, I didn't realize like just how upset I was getting as I was sitting there, because I was just kind of like zoned out. Like I was trying to read a book on my phone. Like I downloaded Kindle on my phone and I was just like reading my Kindle on my phone. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like scrolling, reading my Kindle. By the time they had called me, I was in tears. Oh. And like, because I just don't have the ability to regulate my emotions as somebody with bipolar, with somebody who has these problems. And so I had gotten in my head that they had forgotten about me and that they weren't going to help me and that they were going to take away my benefits. Mm-hmm. And so I'm standing up there telling them all of this and they're like, no, that's not problem at all. Like we're going to help you. Like we're going to make sure you're taken care of. And so they came back and they said, oh, this was a computing error. Like that we have a new person. They sent that to you erroneously. Everything's taken care of. So after all that waiting and all of that suffering,
they finally were like, oh, JK, this wasn't a thing.
But I was sitting there waiting for over 45 minutes as they had me sitting there in this anxiety. Yeah. So it's sort of like, but that's the thing is like, that's why I'm disabled is because I have trouble regulating my emotions. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, it's still a challenge for me and still something that I have to deal with.
Yeah. I think my greatest challenge this year has been navigating my physical health a little bit because mm-hmm. I mean, with what happened in the summertime, I also discovered that I had gained quite a bit of weight that I wasn't expecting. And I just, like, I have spent most of the year just physically feeling very lethargic and exhausted. Yeah. And then over the past couple of months, I've started, like, working out again and trying to eat a little bit better. And it's been helping me so much mental health-wise when it comes to, like, my perception of body. So I really need to get into a routine, and my biggest struggle when it comes to physical health, not even to just lose weight, but just to feel better,
like, yeah, you know, to physically get back feel on, like, better a routine again.
Yeah, like my biggest struggle is establishing a routine like that and then sticking to it. Yeah. Of course, every New Year's resolution I have, and we'll be talking about this in a little bit, will involve that type of thing. Tiffany says, I have the same problem, Ari. I don't have the ability to regulate my emotions either, and people don't get it. Yeah. People can be very, very dismissive judgmental. And judgmental of it. Yeah. So let's reflect a little bit on season four of Restitching the Tapestry. Like, we've done over 30 episodes this year.
That was a lot. But I think we've actually handled it pretty well because unlike previous seasons, we don't go long periods of time anymore. Because I think that's something we've learned, and we've talked about this before in the back rooms. What we do now is that we don't go like long, long stretches of episodes without
like back to back. Yeah.
And so I think that's actually like hurt our growth as a channel, because people like want us to burn our, and it's not anything against like people. It's just that like people expect like us to turn out content over like and over
more
and over again.
And more and more. And right.
So they expect like the regularity of like continuing to show up every single week. But the problem is that like, when we do show up every single week without taking breaks, like at least like once a month or once every couple months, it causes burnout between us. Cause we had that happen in season three, is that we did like 8 or 10 episodes, like back to back to back. And it was just,
We did more than that. There was a stint where even in season two, there was a stint where we did like 15 episodes back to back. And well, I think both of us would argue, and we've talked about this before, that we are most proud of what we've accomplished this season specifically. Yeah. And I think it's because one, we have a new look as well. I think we have a new energy.
Yeah.
I think we've really hit the ground running, and then we have found what works for us.
Well, we also don't do this anymore.
Oh, can you see my
jump scare?
No, like we have a more professional image, but I feel like we are also more open to taking those breaks and having fun. Like, I feel like prior seasons, we were very like by the book. We were very much like, you know, I think we were like overly structured in the past, and we still have structure now, but at least we're able to kind of find comfort and confidence in enjoying the moment, right?
Yeah. I think we finally hit a groove. Like, we just because we were kind of getting used to each, like, it's not that we didn't know each other, but it's when you get into a podcast, there's kind of like a format of like, you know, understanding like how we talk to each other in the podcast format. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I've seen other podcasts do this, like, you, because there's like chilling out and like hanging as like friends and stuff. Cause like we shoot the shit but in the back room all the time.
Absolutely.
And like there's a way we talk to each other in the back room and like talk to each other as friends. And like we text each other and stuff. But then there's like a way that we talk to each other in the podcast format.
Right.
And it's different.
It's a little bit more performative. Like, we are having fun, but we also know that we are engaging people, and we are, you know, creating a dynamic that hopefully is somewhat entertaining, right?
It is a bit more like performative, and because like we'll discuss stuff in the back room, but then we'll talk about it out here like it's the first time we've talked about it.
Right. I love it. I love it. No, I'm just really proud of what we've done this season. I'm really proud of it. And I think that we're going to just continue growing.
I think that one of the biggest things I'm proud of that we've changed with this season is the costuming, the way that we did costumes.
Yes, we really got into the habit of dressing up this season. P.S. everyone. So this is the season finale, but there's going to be at least 2 or 3 more edited episodes of like randomness. There's going to be one that's like funny moments. There's going to be one that's like key moments. And there's going to be a third one. I don't know what it's going to be, but we'll figure it out. But we wanted to really like capture many of those moments throughout the season, because Ari and I have been on a roll.
Yeah.
We've been on a roll this season. How does it feel to accomplish a long form project like this? Very fulfilling to me.
For me, it's very like bittersweet because it's like at the same time we have like we have all of these like really great memories and we have all of this like really great growth, but at the same time, like, I'm so scared that it's not gonna last. Like, I'm always like, is this the last season? Is this, are we gonna keep going? Like, I'm always like, right. I'm always afraid that it's not gonna last.
Well, I think it's also because we are coming off the fear of it almost ending at one point in time. Because season three, that was almost our last season. But I think also, though, because Ari and I, like, we've committed to this. We have said frequently that so long as we enjoy it and so long as we have ideas, it'll keep going.
And we have fun. As long as we're having fun, and I'll keep doing this.
Because now we look at it as just us hanging out and spending time together and chatting about topics, right?
I will always hang out with my bestie.
Likewise. So how have we, well, we've already talked a little bit about how we've grown as a show. Let's talk a little bit about our top five favorite episodes from the season.
Oh my God, you go first.
So I would say that probably my top favorite episode is the V cards, the Valentine's episode. We talked about a lot that episode. Hot Day, like the entire Pride sequence that we do, those are always our like most viewed episodes is when we do Pride Month stuff.
Pride Month episodes are some of my favorite episodes.
They're so good. I love that we're so like self-deluded, like we're just like bragging ourselves up. I love it. Hot Gay Summer is probably my favorite episode of those.
That was on my list too. And I think dressing up for those episodes for the Hot Gay Summer episode was so good.
Didn't you like wear like that one like...
Did I wear the purple wig?
I think you wore the purple wig. And I remember I had a parasol and a daddy tank top.
It was so good.
It was amazing. Being Woke parts 1 and 2.
That was on my list too. I had Being Woke part 1. And I dressed up for that episode, I think. Didn't I dress up like an angel?
You did.
For that?
You did.
And we got comments from people that were like, are you being, like, is this satire? And I was like, they think we're joking.
Our Being Woke part 1 episode kind of blew up a little bit on YouTube. So we like had like, neckbeards commenting on the video being like, what is this? What are these queers and their mom? And it's like, well, that's the only accurate perception you just picked up. So there you go. and I think I have two more favorites. Breaking the Fifth Wall was one of my favorite episodes.
Really?
Yes. I loved what we talked about. I feel like in general, we just talked about like thresholds and stuff like that. We got to talk about like our favorite shows and we got to talk about like metaphysical things, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then I would say Performative Pride was another one of my favorites because we got to really talk about like commercialism and Pride Month and all of that. It was really fun.
You loved most of the Pride. I did like the Pride episodes. They were pretty good.
What are your favorites? We've already covered two of them.
I really liked the Fixing People episode for some reason.
Ooh, interesting.
Because I liked how we talked about how you really can't fix people. It's sort of like how we just like it was sort of like you. I don't know. There's something I really liked about that episode. It was just like, it really stuck in my mind as like one of a powerful episode.
And we were very vulnerable. Yeah, we were. So the thing is like, kind of going back to talking about prior seasons, I think for prior seasons, we would often just do like in a row, like several very vulnerable, heavy episodes. And you'll probably note that this season we did have some vulnerable episodes, but we kind of stretched them out. We paced them out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think that the Fixing People episode was one of those episodes. It was very fulfilling. It was very healing and cathartic, considering Ari and I both have like a distinct history in that, you know, with that, right?
Yeah.
So what are your other ones?
I liked... A lot of my favorite, because it seems like a lot of your favorite episodes were in the summer, like with the Pride episodes being like in June. And like, but, and it seems like a lot of, none of, that we didn't have like a lot of favorite episodes like in the beginning of the year, because I think it was just because we were getting like the wheels turning and stuff. But a lot of my favorite episodes came like in the fall, because I had pumpkin spice latte.
That was a good episode.
Because I dressed up for that episode. I dressed up like somebody getting a pumpkin spice latte. I dressed up like a basic white girl. Like I put on the blonde wig and everything. An episode that I like personally really, really loved because it was one of my topic ideas, but also just because I thought it was a good topic, was Loon and Lunacy. I really loved that.
That was a really good episode. It was really hard to choose for me. Because like, I feel like they kind of fluctuate. I will periodically go back and listen to some of the episodes throughout the season and be like, wow, we were like really on some, like our energy was great, you know?
But I think if I had to pick like one episode, like out of all of the five, I think being woke episode one was my favorite.
You know, I could probably argue that for myself too. Is for me, if I were to narrow it down to two, I don't know if I can do one, but Hot Gay Summer, Being Woke Part One.
Me too. That's the two I'd pick: Hot Gay Summer and Being Woke Episode One.
Iconic. It was iconic. So good.
I think we're in agreement on that.
I love it. Let me see. Tiffany says, you guys are both very fluffy sweaters. I know. And you also say, Donnie, the way you sounded very seductive and sexy when you said, what are your other ones? Because I lowered my voice for the first time in my life. Why didn't we think of the code switching episode? That was a really good, that was one of our beginning episodes at the beginning of the year. That was a good episode. Okay, so there were some good ones at the beginning too. Ope being a Midwesterner. I love that episode.
Oh my God, that was a good episode too, don't you know?
Don't you? When you went on for like 10 minutes talking like in a very exaggerated.
Oh goodness, don't you know? Go to the grocery
don't
store.
Don't you have a pasty?
Have a pasty.
So name one thing you wish you could have done in 2023 that you didn't get to do.
I wish I could have gone on. One thing I didn't really get to do was I didn't do a lot of traveling. And that's something I'm probably going to try to do more of in 2024 is just do trips. Mm-hmm. Like try to go, because my sister wants to go to Boston in 2024. And that's something I'm hoping to do. And I'm hoping to take at least one more trip beyond that, where I just kind of get outside of Muskegon, because I didn't travel at all this year.
I don't think I traveled really this year either.
But I was hoping to kind of do more. And I'm hoping either next year or the year after, I'm going to go to Paris.
Yes, I remember you mentioning earlier in the year that you wanted to do like a week in Paris or something like
that.
Week
or 2 weeks. 2 weeks in Paris.
That would be so cool. For me, one thing I wish I could have done in 2023, I've had like this desire to like scrapbook. I have so much scrapbooking stuff. And I have like photos and stuff and like little crafty things. I've been really wanting to like either do that or put together photo albums, because like I have most of my family's photo albums.
That was something I actually did do this year, is because I have Google Photos on my phone. Mm-hmm. So what I do is you can have the option to print your photos off your phone from Android. Oh. You can have them sent to, like they'll print them and mail them to you. And so like, you'll just do it automatically. Like you just have to select the photos that you want. So like what I do is every time I find a photo that I really like, I put it in a specific folder that's like to print folder. And so what I do is I have them at the end of like a few months when I collect enough photos, have them automatically printed.
I need to look into that, because I think that would be great. Yeah. Tiffany says, I wish I could have farted the alphabet in 2023. There's a YouTube video idea for you, Tiffany. What is your favorite film of 2023?
Godzilla Minus One. Although I do like Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer was a good movie too.
I've not actually seen Oppenheimer yet. I need to. But Godzilla Minus One for me, 1000% is my favorite film. Yeah. What was your favorite song of 2023?
Oh goodness. Does it have to be a new song for 2023?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, because I listened to Smoke Fairies this year. I discovered the band Smoke Fairies.
Oh, okay.
And so I was listening to their albums this year.
I've been listening to a lot of, like, this sounds very super gay of me, Carly Rae Jepsen. I've been listening a lot.
Yeah.
And I would say that the song Collage is probably, like, my favorite. It's, like, a very fall-sounding song. But I've also been listening to a lot of Kim Petras, and I think that Kim's song Dirty Things might be it's a very inappropriate song, but it sounds so good. It's like a French pop song. It's so good.
Oh, I like French pop.
I'll have to send it to you. Yeah. Would you characterize 20? So, like, if we look back on, like, prior years, like say 2020, we always characterize it as being like a hellish year, right?
Like 2020, even though it was like a bad year of, like, overall.
I enjoyed it too.
2020 was, like, actually a pretty good year for me because, like, I got to spend the year with my sister.
I got to just disconnect from, like, the social performativity of everything, and it felt so good. How would you characterize 2023 as a good or bad year?
Good year in general.
Same here. I'm sure there are other people who might not feel the same way as us, but Tiffany notes that Celtic Woman's 20th, I wish I could have gone and seen Celtic Woman's 20th anniversary special. I was in Ireland just a month before I could have done that.
Aww.
And then Tiffany says, "Hi Kings, put a new album and I love their song Where I Belong." Love that.
Nice.
All right. What do you have any New Year's resolutions, goals, or affirmations?
So do you see this calendar right here?
I do.
It's got June 29th is the half marathon. And I've already got the planning for the training of that.
Yes. I'm so excited. And I think you said you're going to, like, document that too, like you did that one time with that other marathon. I'm so excited. I enjoy watching it, but it also motivates me to, like,
exercise,
get my shit together. Yeah. I would say that my goal is to start my third full collection /fourth book of poems next year. I've been already thinking of ideas. Like, I have poems ready to go. It's just a question.
I have an idea for a book of poetry that I want to do next year. Do you want to hear about it?
I do.
I want to write a book of poetry that's 365 pages long, and it's called The Birthday Book, where every day is a poem that is corresponding to the day of the year. And I want to write a poem to somebody corresponding to a day of the year.
I love that. That's a unique concept. Copyright Ari Whipple. Don't take it, anybody. Tiffany says, my goal is to finish my album and release it. Yes, that would be amazing. Take my money, Tiffany. I will buy your album 1000%. So I guess now that we're getting close to wrapping up here, what do people have to look forward to on Restitching the Tapestry in 2024?
Oh,
foreshadowing.
What episode ideas do we have for 2024? I don't even remember.
Let me pull it up. We've already figured out, I think, most of our episodes all the way until, let me see here. We have episodes plotted out all the way until mid-April. March?
Oh, April.
Okay. All the way till mid-April. So some of which, we're going to begin the year with Breaking Cycles in the New Year. That's going to be our first episode. Tiffany asks, are you doing a Lord of the Rings episode?
No, not yet.
We could do that one day. We did a Godzilla episode once. Okay, so February is going to be great. I think February is going to be really fun. We have dating horror stories, gay awakenings, And then our 150th episode is going to fall on leap year, February 29th. and then we're going to eventually have like a guilty pleasures episode. There's going to be a lot of really fun stuff to look forward to in 2024. And
I'm looking forward to 150th episode being on leap year.
I know, me too.
We actually planned our episodes out so we could have that episode be on 150.
We were just like, oh my God, leap year is 2024. We need to make this happen. And we're also planning on creating a new intro for our show as well. This is going to be an app.
We were talking about it in the back room.
We literally just started the ideas on it today.
You will be thrilled.
It's going to be a riot, and it's going to be much different than what everyone is used to. And I am totally fine with it. So, Ari, do you have any parting words as we finish 2023?
See you later. Thanks for all the fish.
Ari's dramatic exit. I am totally here for it. I love you all. Come back in 2024 and watch with us, and we'll see you soon. Have a good rest of your happy holidays. Bye. Mwah.